This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is one of several episodes featuring the 2018 gubernatorial candidates. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd has been one of Governor Bill Haslam's most trusted advisors. Boyd was the state's Economic and Community Development Commissioner under Haslam. Before that, he was a special advisor on Haslam's Drive to 55 effort to get more Tennesseans into college and technical schools. Now, Boyd wants to follow Haslam's footsteps all the way to the state capitol. From the last in our series of conversations with the leading candidates for governor, WPLN's Chaz Sisk sat down with Boyd to talk about what he'd do differently than Haslam and some of the questions that have arisen during the campaign. Chaz is here to talk about that conversation. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
So the resumes look somewhat similar. Both Haslam and Boyd have business backgrounds, and although Boyd has never been elected to public office, he has been in government and around it. Chaz, do you think he's essentially hoping to continue Haslam's legacy?
Well, I mean, I asked Randy Boyd that, and he says that is a fair characterization. He says that he was with Haslam as he developed many of his initiatives, and he says that many of those programs were designed to last past Governor Haslam's administration and into the next decade. So that's really why he says he's running.
There's a lot of work left to do. I was afraid that we weren't going to get them done during his tenure, so I decided to put myself out there, run for governor, so I could add an extra 4 or 8 years to those projects. So those things will be a continuation, but we're different people. You know, he's a great business person. I'm an entrepreneur. By definition, entrepreneurs tend to be more disruptive, and so I think I'll probably have a different personality. Not saying that one's bad or good, just that we are different people, and I'll come about it with a different approach.
So did Boyd have any examples of the kinds of things he would do differently from Haslam?
Well, I mean, one thing he said he would do differently is the way he would organize his cabinet. He says that he is a bit of a risk taker, and so he would surround himself with people who maybe could help him flesh out his ideas. But one thing he was very specific about was ways to improve access to technical colleges. He says the thing he would do is he'd place satellite campuses right next to high schools, which he says will get rid of one of the major problems that have been holding people back.
One of the challenges I've seen across the state is they're not always accessible. When you go to Grundy County or Johnson County or Hancock County or so many I could mention, there's not a school within an hour's drive. And the interesting thing is the number one reason why they don't go, and this is true in Memphis, is true in Johnson County, it's transportation. And so if we need to alleviate that transportation barrier.
He says that this transportation barrier is more serious than even the financial barriers to going back to school or being prepared for school.
Well, Chaz, we've been asking all of the Republican candidates about immigration. It's been one of the big topics in that primary. With Boyd, it's been particularly interesting because a few years ago, he made a high-profile donation to Casa Azafran. It's a Nashville group that works with immigrants regardless of their status. His opponents have mentioned that in their attack ads. What did he have to say about it?
He says these attacks are basically guilt by association, that he doesn't support everything that Casa Azafran does, but he did support one particular program, which was a kitchen that is used by food trucks and catering programs. You know, but what's also interesting about this is how it seems to contradict what's in his ads. It's very much about violent gangs and special benefits for illegal immigrants, the kind of thing that many immigrants, including those who are in the country legally and maybe even citizens, say really just stokes prejudices against them. And so I asked him about this.
I mean, do you worry that you're contributing to a heated rhetoric by, you know, what you're saying in your ads, what you're saying in mailers, that kind of thing?
No, I don't think so. I think this is something that the people of Tennessee are very concerned about. And one of the things they want to know is, are the candidates that they were thinking of supporting agreeing with them on enforcing our immigration laws? And so it's important for us to make sure that we reassure them that we feel as they do.
What about on the flip side, people who may be worried that the rhetoric is going to be harmful to them, particularly immigrants, people from immigrant families? How do you reassure them?
Well, if you're here legally and you're an immigrant, I would say I'm very much pro-immigration, but legal immigration.
So this is kind of a complicated position that Boyd is taking. He's saying that it's important for him to show people who are worried about immigration that he gets their concerns. But he's saying that, personally, he's not anti-immigrant. In fact, he points to his wife, who was adopted from Germany, as an example.
Well, finally, Chaz, what about Boyd's business interests? He started and still owns a company that makes invisible fences and other pet products. Is there any potential there for conflict of interest?
Well, he's pretty dismissive of the idea. He notes that the state really doesn't have much need for the products that his company sells.
So unless the state of Tennessee starts contracts for dog toys or pet doors or visible fences, I think we're pretty safe to not have to worry about a conflict of interest.
You know, but it has come up. There was one company that sought state incentives when he was economic commissioner that was also a supplier. Now, he says he's addressed those concerns by reducing his role in the company, but he also says he's undecided about putting his company into a blind trust if he's elected. In fact, it seemed to me that he might be leaning against putting it into a blind trust. So this is something that could continue to come up.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
That was Chas Sisk talking with Republican Randy Boyd, one of the six top candidates for governor this year. Early voting has already begun with Election Day coming August 2nd. You can hear all of our interviews with the candidates at our podcast, The TriStar State. You can hear where they stand on a variety of issues at WPLN.org/nextgovernor.